Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, it's right. It is time for my favourite segment of the week. And let's hope he is here. Is he awake? He hasn't fallen asleep on the other line. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. You sound like you're at the end of your tether.
No, I do not. I sound very merry and happy and good. I've been on top of the world since the mighty Aotearoa Alternative Awards.
Very good. We like to hear that.
Did you get the validation you seeked? I was not seeking validation. I have no idea what you're talking about there, Martin.
It's marginal.
I've had some lovely compliments from people, yes. And I'm certainly not complaining.
Hey.
Mm.
Now, we've just got to do it all again.
Oh, no, not all again.
Got to do it again every year till the end of time.
I know.
More prestigious, bigger, better.
I don't know if I'll be, like, as involved ever again, but...
Do you think that was your pinnacle?
I think so. I think that's appropriate.
It's pretty good. It was pretty good. It was a fun evening. I enjoyed myself a lot.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Anyway, now, though, how are you now?
You're great.
Good.
I'm well-rested. I'm busy, but not too busy. There's even been a few decent days of weather in the North Island.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's almost feeling like summertime.
Oh, my God. Exciting times for you.
Very rare. Very, very rare. It's been nice. There's been a nice groove to the days. Days have had a nice groove, a nice pulse. You know, there's been a rhythmic flow, a pattern to them, a little bit dubby.
Mm.
Do you see where I'm going?
Yes. I got it.
you see where I'm going?
Oh, so subtly okay. As well.
Okay, so today we're talking about some new music from a Norwegian-Mexican musical artist, Carmen Villan.
What a name.
That's a great name, right?
So good. Carmen Villan.
You know, Mexican mother, Norwegian father, born in Michigan in the United States, raised in Oslo. You know, moved to London in her early 20s, got involved in the shoegaze and dream pop scene for a while, a few years. And then there was a radical reinvention a few years later, returned to Oslo, started making more... electronic-slanted music, combining elements of fourth world, dub, ambient, cosmic jazz, collaborating with artists and musicians such as Jenny Val, Paris, Biosphere, DJ Python, working with labels like Small Town Supersound, Geographic North, Long Form Editions, sort of riding this line between art music and dance music. Dance music on the slightly more experimental mixing up this dubby rhythmic programming of flutes, clarinets, pianos, synthesizers, all sorts of stuff. Keeping people guessing. Trying out different timings outside of 4-4 time, throwing curveballs, bringing in things like... We're going to have elements of noise music, then we're going to have elements of club music. We're going to have electronic log drums, bursts of white noise. We're going to give it a go. We're going to put field recordings in there. We're going to bring our friends. So she's got this new EP called Nutrition, which has come out on Small Town Supersound. It's a Norwegian label that, broadly speaking, I think serves as a bridge between the electronic underground and popular music in terms of what they're doing stylistically.
We have a few songs from that label on the playlist,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's good, eh?
Yeah,
it's good.
Great.
That label's just been subtly bubbling up, finding its way into the broader musical psyche. Possibly, like, to a level... Well, the interesting thing about that label is... yeah, it's a pretty old label.
Oh, yeah.
It goes since 1993.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not think it was that old.
They've released music from, like, Kelly Lee Owens, Nina Cherry, Sonic Youth, 120 Days, Mental Overdrive, Gus Dorfman. Like, they've done all sorts of... So they, in the 90s, they were sort of broadly in the local lo-fi and indie space. Towards the end of the decade, they started to drift towards more electronic music, free jazz, and experimental music. And then it became bigger than just Norway. They started to become a label that was sought out by international artists. Even New Zealand's Bruce Russell from the Dead Sea.
Really?
Some music with them. And in the 2000s, they're like a spearhead label for the Oslo disco scene, which was associated, you know, people like Lindstrom, Prince Thomas, Todd Cherry. So this is a label, this is great, you know, this label has been changing over the times, adapting, developing, finding a way to take the sounds of Norway to the world, while at the same time becoming... vector and vehicle for music from around the world. So Carmen Villain and her peers, well, they're the latest phase in this particular story. And when we talk about that, you know, people like Barker, Actress, Anja, Love Val, Rocky,
yeah, right,
Moore, Kelly Lee Owens, really, it's just pretty good. Like, actually... Every time I look through what this label's been up to, I'm always like, I need to pay a little bit more attention.
Yeah, yeah, right. I get that sensation a lot. It's hard, man.
Oh, it's just very, very difficult, especially doing what you're doing, trying to curate the playlist.
Oh,
but yeah,
no.
There's a lot of really, really cool ambition and crossing of lines between... styles and genres and communities going on, and this you get people like this. Like, I know, because it's interesting, because the work space that Carmen was using in Oslo is this building which has just been a legendary sort of artist hub for a couple of decades, successive generations of like musicians and producers renting studio spaces in there or doing art projects in there. So very
That's
much
cool.
A tradition and a continuum. And this whole sort of thing, the dance music, electronic music with the slight double elements, you know, this is a thing that they've been doing in Europe, I guess since the early 90s, really, like sort of the emergence of things like dub techno and rhythm and sound. There's probably some precursor stuff. This is one of the interesting things of all of these things is you think you've found ground zero, and then you always find out that there was someone who was more or less doing something similar a few years earlier or 10 years earlier. It was just people didn't have the vocabulary to fully explain what was going on or understand it.
Interesting. I freaking love the song, honestly.
It's a sense of space. It's a sense of space, it's a rolling groove, it's how easy you can just lock into it in the background. There's not a lot of elements.
It's so easy.
It doesn't do a lot, but at the same time it does everything. I was just like, man, this is nice. You know, if you're driving, this would be nice. If you're walking,
yes,
this would be nice. If you're dancing, this would be nice. If you're cooking, this would be nice.
Ah, oh, it's just, I can't wait to hear the rest of this EP, actually. because I haven't yet. And I very much hope to. Martin, thank you very much for joining me this morning and having an excellent, excellent song choice. Have you spent much time in Norway?
Yeah, I've spent a bit in Oslo. They've got great coffee shops. They've got really, really good coffee shops. They've got really nice homeware stores. It's very cozy. The cozy vibes are through the roof. I reckon you should shoot the record label an email and see if you can get yourself on the promo list, buddy.
Well, I know we are on a promo list for it, and I don't recall ever signing up, but I must have.
Very good. This is good to hear.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, Martin, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too, Liam. Peace.
Peace. Oh, I don't usually say that. I'm not cool like that. Anyway, that was beautiful, Mr. Martin Pepperell, talking about today's song. It's called Nutrition. It is by Carmen Villain. Enjoy.
ko te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.